And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Networking for your job search. Networking for your job search. It's not what you know, it's who you know, right? Well, not exactly, but it helps to know people that can point you in the right direction when it comes to your career. The thought of traditional networking makes me ill, quite frankly. The idea that I have to press the flesh and make some small talk isn't my thing. It isn't. You might be different when it comes to networking, and you may really enjoy it, but not me. Not me. If you're like me and you haven't developed an appetite for networking, here's the problem. Here's the problem. It works. It works. Networking is a very effective job search tool, and it also has the ability to speed up your job search. It does. Now, again, as much as I hate to admit it, networking works. So if you haven't developed the appetite for networking, I have some ideas for you. If you're like me, I can give you some help. The first thing you need to guard against is networking with negative people. Networking with negative people. The last thing you need is to sit around and complain about the economy and the job market all day. Okay? So you need to find positive people to discuss your current job situation. Okay? Those are the people that are successful and can help you. And they want to help you, not the negative types. The positive types want to help you. The negative types want to sit around and have pity parties and complain all day. Networking is just having conversations with people. Okay? Conversations with people that can help you with your job search. Use your business and personal context, of course you want to do that, for exploring opportunities. Okay, for instance, if you know other people that have businesses, maybe your banker, okay? Bankers are very connected and typically know what's going on in your community, in any community, actually. They know who's building what, they know who's got loans out, who's coming into town, who's leaving town, who's stable, which firms are unstable. Okay? Don't overlook bankers. Everybody goes to them. You know, every business deals with these people. So don't overlook them when it comes to your business. They're very connected people, and they typically know what's going on in the community. Another good place is the Chamber of Commerce. I could just see me now at the Chamber of Commerce. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Palumbo. Now, I just don't do that kind of stuff, guys. I just don't. I just don't. But it's a good place, I have to admit it. Right? Networking works. I don't like it, but it works. You go to a local Chamber of Commerce, typically the people that work at the Chamber, and for those you don't know, the local Chamber of Commerce is like a group of business people locally. They all get together, and maybe they meet once a week, maybe they meet once a month. They'll call my office all the time. Mike, you want to join the whatever Chamber of Commerce? Sure. And I join, and I donate, and I subscribe, and I do all that stuff, but I just don't go to the meetings that much. I'm kind of a private guy, you know. But networking really is just having conversations with people that can help you. Okay? And the Chamber of Commerce is going to have these business connections. These people that can help you. If you went to college, some of your professors may have jobs outside of teaching, and they are good contacts as well, okay? Bankers, Chamber of Commerce, local professors, mentors of yours, your pastor. If you're a religious person and you go to a church, there's probably people there that you know that you can kind of network with. Okay, so don't overlook these things. You can always network in normal places, too. Don't misunderstand. Conventions. Any conventions equipment conventions, construction conventions, engineer conventions, medical conventions, technology conventions. You get around with like-minded people, and you just start having conversations. You're networking. You're networking. And networking is good for your job search. It is. It's good for your job search. And it works. But trade shows, maybe alumni associations. I mentioned professors, but alumni associations are good too. Job fairs, not for a job, but just for networking. Job fairs are horrible for jobs. Yeah, I mean, you can get lucky, but generally speaking, those aren't the greatest things. Maybe if you're brand new and you just graduated college, and maybe there's a quote-unquote job fair or where the businesses come on campus, set up shop, set up little tents, and you can walk around. If they're looking for newbies, people right out of school, these can be good. Any kind of professional organizations, really. Family, friends, self-help organizations, nonprofit organizations, or any other clubs that you belong to. Any other clubs. These organizations and individuals can help you, but you have to open up in your conversations and let them know about your job situation. Don't be shy, in other words. You can't go to these places and just sit on your hands. Although some of these associations, some of these meetings, conventions, nonprofits, self-help places, they'll come up to you. But you don't want to be shy. You want to open up. Say, hey, you know, I just graduated, or I just lost my job after 10 years. I'm really looking. Do you know anyone who can help me? Do you know anyone in the medical field? Do you know anybody in construction? Do you know anybody? And you mentioned your field, right, that you want to get into, or the one field that you're in. So you need to open up and let people know about your current situation. Another good work, networking source are HR departments, human resource departments. Okay, if you're not working, if you're working, your HR department can help you out with things. Take them into your confidence, make sure it's confidential, but if you can also contact HR departments of your past employer. Okay, so if your past employer laid off a bunch of people, call those HR people from that past company. Reach out to them. Say, hey, you know, I worked here for a while. You guys closed the plant, and I just wanted to talk to you about some options, some opportunities. They'll talk to you. They'll talk to you. These people understand the market, and specifically your industry, so that's a good thing. My experience with HR people is they have a lot of contacts. They belong to a lot of industry associations. Basically, they know a lot of people. And if you left on good terms, they'll be happy to help you. They'll be happy to help you if you left on good terms. So try that. Try that. That's networking. Networking is often overlooked during your job search. Don't do it. Don't do it. Why? Because it works. Because it works. But you have to connect with positive people. Don't connect with these negative, doubting Thomases that believe the world's coming to an end and there's no help for you, there's no help for anyone, and the only reason why they got their job over there is because they knew someone. Right? Now you know someone. You're speaking to somebody in the industry. But you got to connect with positive friends, positive neighbors, positive relatives. You know, we all know relatives that are very negative. Oh, you can't get a job. No one could do that. No one works over there. They're not hiring. That's baloney. I'm in the business. Everybody's hiring. Every company is looking for good people. I don't care what it is. I don't care if they just had massive layoffs. Guess what our company, the Palumbo company, was the busiest? Our company was the busiest when the economy crashed. It shocked me. If it's shocking you right now, it shocked me. And the reason why they were doing it is they wanted to upgrade their staff. They wanted to find some of these people that may have lost their job that are good. So they hired us to go find these people. We did it. But you got to connect with positive neighbors, positive relatives. And, of course, the different associations in your community. And have conversations about your job situation. Let these people know you need some help. These people will help you. Who you know does make a difference. Who you know does make a difference. And guess what? You're networking. You're networking. Okay? So just doing those basic things. Some of those things I mentioned. Bankers. Chamber of Commerce. Associations. Alumni associations. Just by speaking and going to these things. It's opening up and talking to people. Neighbors. Friends. You know somebody who has a dad who owns a business. You know somebody who has an uncle who owns a business. By opening up and talking to these people, you're networking. You're networking. These people will help you. Who you know does make a difference. And now you're networking. Even though you may hate it, that's what you're doing. So I hope this helps all of you out there with this career issue. Good luck to each and every one of you out there. If you want to speak to me privately about any situation in your career, go to askmikepalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.